I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. America's top black church leaders are taking the fight against AIDS to the pulpit. Earlier this month, Bishop T.D. Jakes and Reverend Calvin Butts co-chaired a two-day AIDS awareness conference in New York. Both men are powerhouses in the Christian community. And this week, a new conference on AIDS will gather 250 church leaders in South Carolina. Pastors have found themselves openly discussing issues in the pulpit that used to be whispered about in the pews. For more on this, we have Deborah Fraser Howes, President and CEO of the National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS. Deborah, thank you.
Hello, Farai. How are you?
I'm doing great. And let's talk about, there have been many types of organizations that have tackled the AIDS epidemic. Why has the black church been important in the past, and what about the future?
Well, the black church is absolutely the mainstay institution in the black community. If you look at where we've gone to for our civil rights issues, if you look at where we are now with the issues that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, and even going back to the Middle Passage, we have always looked towards the institution of a black church or black religious leaders to help guide the way for us. Some of the biggest advancements we have gotten through organizing in the black church. The NAACP comes out of the black church. The Urban League comes out of the black church. So it is our beginning, and I believe will be our end.
What are the current stats on AIDS and African?
One in every 50 African American male and one in every 160 African American woman is estimated to be HIV positive, right? And in this country, we are over 50% of all new infections annually at the rate, and the annual rate of new infections is estimated at about 40,000 a year.
And this gets bigger or more density in some places, doesn't it?
Well, the South is really being very hard hit. North Carolina, below Mississippi, very rural South, and the more urban southern areas. But of course, you know, where there are concentrations of African Americans, you have a concentration of this epidemic everywhere around the country.
It sounds like if the South, for example, is a regional hub, I know Washington, D.C. has a high AIDS rate. Those are some of the places where you have the black church. And so is that one reason why you are ramping up this effort?
There are a couple of, you know, people have always blasted the black church for not doing enough in AIDS. But when you actually do a take on what's going on in the black church, many of them are doing something. Many of them have AIDS programs. Many of them participate in these weeks of prayer that the Balm and Gilead does. Many of them do have AIDS ministries. They a lot of them are doing something. What we were trying to do with this meeting, Reverend Butts and Bishop Jakes, was trying to bring the ministry back to its original and formal position, which is a position of advocacy. We are a public policy organization. So we had to bring them back. You know, it puts me in the mind of Martin Luther King while he was out there, and Dr. King was being inspiring, and he was having a dream on the top of a hill. He was also working with Johnson to create new legislation that would change the social condition of black people forever in this country. So that's what we took them back to and had them do. They actually created a brand new law in this meeting.
So I want you to tell me more about that law, but also Pastor T.D. Jakes said that there's going to be a big focus on candidates in the 2008 election. How will you leverage your power in terms of dealing with candidates, and what do you mean new law?
Well, you leverage our power in this way. You know, traditionally, anytime anybody wants to get elected, and that includes Hillary Clinton and Obama and Giuliani and everybody else, they generally, when they're looking for the black vote, come into the black church. The question now is, how long do we allow that to happen without them taking on those very critical life and death modern day issues of the black community? So they just put the candidates on notice. We're coming to you, we're coming to the current administration, and we're going to be making some demands on everybody. If you want to be elected president in the United States and you want to come to us for support on trying to do that, there's some issues that we have as a priority, and that's where we start to negotiate with you.
Now Deborah, I just have to I have to ask something specific. There was just a conversation on our bloggers' roundtable about Donnie McClurkin, comments he's made about gays. Does the black church have to become more inclusive of gay and lesbian African Americans, fewer people saying things that to others sound homophobic before it can battle this epidemic?
We all have to become more inclusive. I mean, the homophobia is in the black community in general. So we all have to become, you know, we also have to be less sexist. You know, we've got an epidemic around women that's skyrocketing because we're not taking the time out, or because women, particularly black women, have not had all of the political power it needs to play real ball game in this thing called AIDS. So we have in some ways focused on men's issues or men infecting women, you know, and looking only at the man as the person of it being having an infection. But what about the woman that's also being infected? There's a whole bunch of issues we need to look at, and yes, the black church needs to step up to that, but so does every other church. I'm at a loss when people just beat up on the black church as if the archdiocese and all of these other people that are, you know, that have their own religious bent don't think that, you know, there's a whole issue of homosexuality that they don't want to deal with.
Well, thank you very much, Deborah.
Well, thank you, Farah, very much. I'm very passionate about this issue, as you can see.
Deborah Frazier-Howes is the president and CEO of the National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS.